Well, I think it is my personal view. I think it's enough to sit down for exploratory discussions to see if there's anything there for negotiations. Because what Kim Jong-un is saying, he's halting launches, he's halting nuclear tests, and he's prepared to denuclearize if provided with security assurances. You know, that was really the core of the joint statement in September 2005 when we addressed all those issues, and his father, Kim Jong-il, approved that joint statement. So I would think there's enough there. I think the key will be, it's one thing for him to say he's prepared to denuclearize, but there has to be some movement on denuclearization. It's not just halting missile launches and nuclear tests. It's actually commencing with the dismantlement of some of those programs, and that will be the initial hurdle to determine how sincere he is when he says he's prepared to denuclearize.
Okay, so Joe, you were at the table with the North Koreans in 2005 when this agreement was signed, and not too many years after that, they decided to go back on the agreement. And so I'm wondering how you think the situation now can be set up in such a way that they won't go back and do the same thing, or is it possible to do that?
Yeah, I mean, there are no assurances that North Korea is prepared to denuclearize in a comprehensive, verifiable, irreversible way. And that's our demand. Kim Jong-un is saying he's prepared to denuclearize in 2005. It took us 2 years, from 2003, July of 2003, until September 2005 to get that joint statement. And North Korea did not have nuclear weapons, and they didn't have the missiles to deliver any nuclear weapons. And now they have nuclear weapons and the missiles to deliver them. So if it took us 2 years to get the 2005 joint statement, you can imagine how much more work it's going to be to get North Korea to the point of comprehensive, verifiable, irreversible dismantlement, assuming they're prepared to do it. It fell through in 2005. When we were implementing the joint statement, when North Korea in 2009 refused to sign an agreement, a verification agreement, to permit monitors to leave the Yongbyon facility to visit suspect sites to confirm that they were not, if you will, cheating. So a lot of work will have to go into any further negotiations with North Korea. And it's and correctly so. I think many people are very skeptical that North Korea is prepared to do what we're insisting they have to do if they indeed want a more normal relationship with the United States and others.
So North Korea recently, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, wrote it into their constitution that they would have and possess nuclear weapons for the security of the nation. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's memorialized in their constitution. And most recently, it was reiterated by KCNA just a few weeks ago that North Korea will never denuclearize. So having Kim Jong-un say what he said, reportedly say what he said to the visiting South Korean delegation, was very surprising. However, now we have to pursue that to determine, indeed, if he was sincere in what he was saying. And I think we could determine that quickly. Because I don't think we have to walk through what we did in 2003 to 2005, then to 2009. We have a lot of experience negotiating with North Korea. And I think we could, my personal view, I think we could determine in a expeditious way whether Kim Jong-un is serious about comprehensive denuclearization.
So at the end of the day, if he is serious about it, it wouldn't take a whole lot to change that element of the Constitution, considering that he is a dictator. I mean,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, as unfortunate as it is, all it would amount to is him saying, okay, let's change this, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. You know, he has a legacy now. He has nuclear weapons and delivery systems, and it's hard to believe that he would walk away from that legacy that North Korea has been pursuing since his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, in the 1950s. But that's what we were looking for, and hopefully that's what we'll achieve. And it would be obviously beneficial for North Korea and indeed the Korean Peninsula if he moves in that direction. But he could do that. He makes all the calls. I don't think there's any question that he could reverse that decision.
Okay. Anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about that you think is important with reference to this?
I think it's so important as we get into these negotiations and talk about what is of concern to North Korea, and that's security assurances, you know, that we're prepared to revisit the peace treaty and other assurances and move towards a more normal relationship. But I think North Korea is going to be talking also about the U.S. military presence on the Korean Peninsula. And that was always discussed in the past, and we refused to talk about it in the past, in our past negotiations, saying this was between the South Koreans and the United States. I think this is something we have to be very strong, and we have to be totally in sync with the South, and the South in sync with the United States, that the whole question of the U.S. military presence in South Korea is an issue between the United States and South Korea, not North Korea.
Joe Dutrani, thank you so much for your expertise and your time.
Thank you, JJ.